Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today, it's Friday. We are going to learn more about the weight loss shots, more about semaglutide, Wegovy, Mounjaro, with my good friend, Dr. Danielle Bilardo, one of the world experts in plant-based nutrition, cardiovascular health, and the weight loss shots. Welcome, Danielle.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. K. I love being here and chatting with you about this hot topic.
You know, we've done a few podcasts before. If you've missed the previous ones, you've got to go back and search Dr. Bilardo's name on my podcast and learn the background from the beginning, from the Ozempic to Wegovy to now we're talking about Mounjaro and some of the newer products. Today is an update on some astounding info, and I really love talking to you about it because there's so much stigma now about weight loss shots. People are so judgy, and why should they not be?
There's so much judgment and also so much misinformation, which, you know, misinformation is nothing new. We see it all the time in medicine. But with these weight loss shots, especially with the FDA-approved ones, so semaglutide, just a brief review for everyone. Semaglutide is either Ozempic or Wegovy. It's the exact same medication. And then tirzepatide is Mounjaro. These weight loss shots, you know, they've gotten a bad rep, and it's for not a good reason because they are quite an unbelievable, we actually are calling it now a game changer in preventive cardiology. So if everyone listening can remember, it doesn't get enough press, I don't think, as a cardiologist, but the number one cause of death for both men and women in the United States is heart disease. And so as a cardiologist, that is my primary concern. And people associate these shots with just cosmetic weight loss, things like that, try to highlight all of these dangers of them. But in reality, they're super safe and super effective for weight management. Mm-hmm. Losing weight can be incredibly challenging. And now we have the results of the SELECT trial, which shows us why the amazing weight loss from these medications is also packaged with some phenomenal cardiovascular benefits. Are you ready to hear about it?
I am. And we've been saying semaglutide. Should we say how you say it?
Oh, semaglutide.
Semaglutide. Doesn't matter. Just say it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Ozempic, Wegovy.
Yeah. I definitely want to hear these results because cardiology studies are huge.
Huge. So big news in cardiology and in cardiometabolic health and weight loss, which is what my practice focuses on, is that the SELECT trial just got published August 8th. This trial enrolled 17,000 adults that were either overweight or obese that have cardiovascular disease, but no history of diabetes. So whenever you hear from people saying these medications are only for people with diabetes, this is incorrect. And these individuals had no diabetes. The trial was looking at, does this medication reduce cardiovascular risk? And the trial achieved its primary objective. They demonstrated statistically significant and superior reduction of major adverse cardiovascular events of 20% for people that were treated with the semaglutide, so the aka Wegovy, compared to placebo. So that means that the individuals that were randomized to the placebo versus the individuals that were randomized to the semaglutide, the Wegovy, had a 20% reduction of major cardiovascular events. And this is heart attack. This is stroke. This is cardiovascular death. This is unbelievably amazing. Groundbreaking. And this is in individuals even without diabetes, because we've known from other trials before called the SUSTAIN trials that in individuals with diabetes, these medications reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, and major cardiovascular events. But this is the first time that it's proven to reduce heart attack and stroke in people that do not have diabetes, who are overweight, that use these medications. So what a groundbreaker.
This is dramatic. So 17,000 people were enrolled, and it was double-blinded. They didn't know what they were getting. They were getting a shot once a week. And the ones that didn't get the shot had a much higher incidence of stroke, heart attack, and death. And if you were getting the shot, 20% less.
Yes, correct. Amazing. Correct. So, amazing. You know, the magic of these medications is that they really help people lose weight through a way that also helps reduce your cardiovascular risk. They help individuals to lose weight by changing the hunger signaling from the hypothalamic pituitary axis, so all the way from the brain. And when this changes appetite, it helps to reduce people's cholesterol, their blood sugar. As people lose weight, they reduce their blood pressure. And this has ended up resulting in a major outcomes trial showing us that people are less likely to have a heart attack or stroke on these medications, which, when you think about all of America, how this is the number one cause of death for men and women, that's a huge impact.
Financially, in the medical insurance system, and for families.
And for families, and for and longevity, and for health. And
to get off all your pills. Like right now, you go to the doctor, you get prescribed a hypertension pill, a diabetes pill, a cholesterol pill,
exactly,
a weight loss thing, an antidepressant, because this is really depressing to be so heavy and not be able to change it. And
it's then a game changer.
This is crazy, because I'm telling you guys, these products work. I've just experienced it personally, my husband, my staff, my patients.
And it's unbelievable.
It's such an easy process. There are very minimal side effects.
Very minimal.
And I really want people to not go buy weird compounded stuff at med
spas. Agreed. So the compounded stuff can be highly problematic. Be careful. Stay away from compounded. Just one brief thing to let you guys know. I actually just saw a patient recently who was taking the compounded medication for 6 months, and she was spending $800 a month on the compounded version. She didn't lose a single pound. We put her on the FDA-approved version, she lost 40 pounds several months later.
Yeah, so that compounded stuff, you're seeing ads for weight loss clinics everywhere. Come in, we give you the shot ourselves. Be suspicious. You don't know what's in the bottle. You don't know who mixed it. You don't know how efficacious it is. Is it really going to work? And you're spending pretty close to what you would pay for a prescription. If you're spending $500 or $600 or $800 a month, it costs about $800 to $1,000 to get it on your insurance plan, or you pay cash.
Absolutely. And if you come see me in my office, I do telehealth in California, our staff is able to get a lot of patients, get it covered with prior authorization approval because of all of these cardiovascular risk factors that help reduce risk for cardiovascular disease. So you're better off going to a physician who helps patients the right way, doing the evidence-based way to help you lose weight that's safe and effective and that helps you prevent heart disease.
Yes, and I love Dr. Bilardo, and this is because I vetted her. She's so intelligent. She's a world expert on this. And, you know, we got to stop being so judgmental. Weight loss is hard.
It's hard.
You do not need someone judging you because you've tried every diet. You've tried calorie control. You've tried plant-based. You've tried vegan.
Yes.
It doesn't really work. Really have to change your brain and hunger drive. And I have stopped these medicines a long time ago.
And
having gained weight back.
Standing next to Dr. K right now, I just asked her before we started, logged on for this chat, and she looks absolutely phenomenal, and she's off these medications and maintaining her weight loss.
Yeah, it's been interesting because it definitely changes your drive and your thinking towards food.
Yes.
It makes you realize that you're not hungry, you're eating because food is in front of your face and because everybody else told you it's time to eat. And then I respect my hunger signals much better.
Absolutely.
Also, I think your stomach shrinks and you just get less of that, you know, desperate, I've got to go stand in the pantry and try and eat everything I see feeling.
And I think also it helps people reformulate and reshape their relationship with food, like you just said, because there's so much shame that people feel like obesity and weight management is their fault. It is not your fault. There is a hormone signaling that's going on that can be very much out of your control. So get rid of the shame, get rid of the stigma, and just listen to yourself and do what's best for you. And don't listen to all the noise out there that shame people for getting really good guideline-directed medical treatment that can help them improve their health and life.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is not about vanity. It's not about wanting to be skinny and gorgeous, although we all want that.
Yeah.
It is about, like, improve the heart, the cardiovascular system. Don't have a stroke. Don't have a heart attack, you know?
Exactly, 100%.
And don't let this weight just sit on you. And women in particular, we get this centripetal body fat as soon as we get perimenopausal.
Yes.
It's very, very hard to lose. We're eating less and less. We're intermittent fasting. It's still not working. There's a reason. The body changes.
Yes, and every patient who says to me, I have tried every diet out there, I have counted calories, and no one believes me. I cannot lose weight. And my words to you is that I believe you. I know you're trying everything. I know you've done everything. I have patients that are registered dietitians whose entire life is helping patients with diet, and they have difficulty losing weight until they try these medications. So truthfully, it is not your fault. There is so much amazing benefits for the heart and for your health. And you know what? Also, quality of life. Hearing my patients say there's no more food noise. They're not thinking about when's their next meal. They get to focus now more on their kids, more on their work, more on their activity, because they're not constantly plagued by this lifelong feeling of dieting.
That's so true. And I think that all the fear that people have heard in the media about Ozempic face, Ozempic butt, getting bone density change or muscle loss, a lot of sound bites. So these things don't happen when you use the medications correctly, conservatively, and with the guidance of a physician.
And if you check out Dr. K's podcast we've done before, we actually touched on the bone density one too, because that was a big sound bite that took over, that was, you know, very misconstrued, and a lot of the other misinformation. And have you done one on Ozempic face? Because that's a big popular topic.
Yeah, we've talked about Ozempic face, and that's true for any kind of rapid weight loss.
Exactly.
This is why you shouldn't do things very rapidly and uncontrolled. You go gradual. You do your face maintenance as you go, and you're not going to get a Ozempic face.
Exactly.
And the movie stars out there that are looking so thin and so glamorous, hopefully they don't overdo it, because that scares people when they're seeing drastic image change.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're under so much pressure to look good from every angle on the big screen. We are normal humans, and we should just lose the amount of weight that feels right.
Right.
So that we can move comfortably and not get neck and back and joint problems. And, like, just, you know, you reach a point when you're turning 40, 50, and you realize, if I don't get healthy now, I'm going to be an unhealthy 60, 70, 80-year-old, and I'm never going to change. I'm going to go down that path of being on pills, medicines, and in the doctor's office.
Absolutely.
And I do not want that. I'm losing the weight. I've lost the weight. Mm-hmm. I'm gaining my muscle mass back, and I'm going to be like the healthy 90-year-old walking the Rose Bowl.
That's right. That's right.
Hanging out with you.
That's right. I love to hear it. You're right. And you know what? It really is. It's thinking about prevention long term. It's thinking about reducing your cardiovascular risk factors. You know, someone listening who's 30, who's 40 may not even be thinking about cardiovascular risk. You may not be thinking about heart disease or stroke. And what I want to tell you is that heart disease doesn't develop overnight. You know, your risk factors for stroke, they don't develop overnight. So the best time for prevention is now, is yesterday, is last month. And so working on it now, there's so many different things you can do. From, of course, lifestyle change is the bedrock of everything we recommend in cardiology. But there is no shame and no reason to feel bad for using medications that are safe and effective that help you achieve your goals.
So true. And you guys, I've had Danielle on the podcast so many times. I'm going to keep bringing her on,
because
what she's saying is so transformative. And I want you to go check out her page on Instagram. It's Dr. Danielle Bilardo.
Yep, you can find me on Dr. Danielle Bilardo, MD.
And there's a link there. You can do a virtual visit with her. How convenient. Just do a FaceTime and get started and change your life. And she's not paying me to say this. I just want the best for you. I've seen so much good transformation in myself and my patients. So check it all out.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for having me. I love being here.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.